We talked to William Buick a moment or two ago. Let's talk to his trainer now. John Gosden is here. Is he out doing an interview? He may be. There he is, John Gosden, strolling across. He has the Fugue in the Investec Oaks, Thoughtworthy, we assume, in the Investec Derby, and Masked Marvel in the Investec Coronation Cup. And John Gosden has trained a Derby winner in Benny the Dip and had a few run extremely well in it as well. You're such a cool dude. You are. I like it. No hurry. I know. I like it. I know. It's a rearrangement. No, you know how you have to be.
Just with a guy at the back doing the thing, and then I did something with the camera down there. And I didn't. He's a very nice fellow, and he started asking me about what it was like to ride in the Derby. And I thought,
what is it like to ride in the Derby?
Well, I've always asked Leicester and people, and they've told me. Leicester came and had breakfast with William and I one morning. He said, "You want to meet? You know, don't waste any ground. Two on the outside, infield." Oh, by the way, make sure you're on the best horse. Yeah.
That being the main thing, and he managed to do that. What an intriguing mistake to make. Let's talk, first of all, about the Fugue. And I was asking William about her, and he was talking about how impressed he is with her and her attitude and the way she moves. Andrew Lloyd Webber, her owner, said on Twitter, straight after her win at York, "We have the best horse in the world." He was getting very excited. And it is lovely to have an owner that is so enthusiastic.
Well, we like enthusiasm, but it's not sort of who's going to make the next Joseph Dreamcoat. I think he got quite a severe ticking off for that. I think his wife immediately called him and said, "For God's sake, Frankel, you stick to your subject, I stick to mine." Yeah.
She does, for the moment, look a very exciting filly.
Yeah, she's a nice filly. I think what a lot of us realise in this room is that having had this sort of incredibly dry autumn, dry winter, January, February, March, I mean, remember on the 24th of March, the Lingfield Derby, it was boiling hot, you know, and then suddenly we went into this whole April and half of May of torrential rainfall, and we've run a lot of races, as your brother was just saying. I mean, Chester's a great track, but it was, some of them just couldn't begin to handle it. And I think we've run so many, you know, Sandown again here at Epsom when we were last year, it was driving rain, like being on the ship in a storm in the North Atlantic. And I think the ground has just been so deceptive. We've just given horses runs with the idea of saying to jockey, they don't like it, wrap up. So we're only just getting form lines. So when we finally got to York, that was the first major meeting. We started on good ground. And then you can begin to see a real shape to the form.
So you would trust that form. And to your eye at home, do you think she has? She maybe doesn't even need to come on from that, but has she?
Well, they need to come on. She was asked a big question. She hadn't come to herself like a lot of fillies, and she ran in the Guineas on ground that was a little bit specialist. There's no doubt the winner was convinced it was good to firm. I mean, she just flew that little filly and ran 2 seconds faster than the colts. But she came out of that and we struck into, came back in 10 days, and her mother got touched off her nose in the Ribblesdale when it was run at York, and she was a sweet little filly and very gutsy. So I hope this filly stays. But look, you've got to watch out. If it starts raining again, we're in trouble, and that can be a rough old race down the hill. You've got to have a bit of luck in running if there's a big field, you know.
And you were talking about what a difficult time trainers have had, and a lot of them tend now running horses closer to the Derby in trial races than you would ideally like. I mean, Jim Bulger with the ultimate extreme of running Paris Hall on Saturday, and we'll talk to him later about whether that can work out to come here and run the Derby. Thinking of that Thoughtworthy, was that later than you really wanted to be seeing whether he was a Derby contender?
Yeah, in a matter of words. I mean, I wound up running a maiden at Lingfield on the all weather. And I think that was a nice race. I liked the way the winner quickened off there. But our horse was still a bit too leggy and young and immature. It was still a maiden. So we'll go King Edward VII. But you needed to find out. But the season has been very compressed this year, slightly due to the Diamond Jubilee, I think. We're running the Derby on the second, Oaks on the first, and then it's a 3-week gap to Royal Ascot. It's not normally that way, it's only 12 days. So it has made it difficult with the ground, but you have to get on with the job and do the best you can. Thoughtworthy, yeah, I mean, it's the same path his brother took. His brother won the fairway, came here, ran a nice race, and then was put away for the Voltigeur and the Ledger. So I think you get the idea. And this horse will come here, he's in good order, he'll stay the trip. The hill might be a bit of a question to him. But, you know, you can only rehearse it on this morning, and he only ran on Saturday. So if I winged him down here, it's a good thing I might have the RSPCA on my back, you know. So, but he's in good order. It's a great race. You want to be part of it. And the owner, as you know well, is a great sportsman, owner, breeder, ridden a lot himself, and he's game for it.
And as you say, Masked Marvel ran in the Derby last year, finished eighth. It certainly did him no harm. So, you know, you can, particularly if you think, you know, the horse isn't handling it and isn't going to finish first four, you can, to some extent, look after them and certainly not do them any damage.
Well, I think jockeys are intelligent enough to know, you know, they're going to do their best to the line, but they're not going to just needlessly flail away on a horse. We don't do that. But the Derby is fascinating. Every year we talk about what's in contention. When you take the photograph the next day, they are strung out the length of the stretch, the non-stayers, the bad ones, and the classes up the top end.
Moving on to the Coronation Cup, we'll talk to Aidan about St Nicholas Abbey. And again, it always is a very classy race. And you've got a horse in it, Mass Marvel, who does need to get over a run on bad ground, which, you know, one could dismiss. But he really is, I mean, he's a classic winner. I mean, he's class.
Yeah, he's a lovely horse. I mean, obviously, you know, he broke the track record into a headwind at Doncaster, takes and doing. We ran him the other day in the knowledge that we needed to get him on the track. He's just getting big and boisterous, and as Andrew was saying earlier, it's so much about the mind in a horse, and he just needed to let some steam off. He went great until he was asked in that ground, and then he doesn't like it. But he went well here this morning. I was pleased with him. I only wanted him to just sit with his lead horse, and it went well, and he handled the hill well. Last year he got a bump. Remember, there was a bit of scrimmaging at the bottom of the hill with the Queen's horse, Colton House, who we see this Thursday night at Sandown. So I think to that extent, it's a very contentious race. I was impressed with William's horse there. The top French horse may still come. He's not certain for the Despoir decision in the morning, so you may see him turn up. So that'll be a bit scary for all of us. So it's a high-quality race. I think the Derby is fascinating too. You've got an exceptional horse in Camelot, but then you've got, you know, the indefinable, wonderful man, Jim Bolger, you know, with Parish Hall. Who knows where he's going to? He can pull rabbits out of any hat. So it remains a fascinating race. And the old story, you've got to get luck in running, get the trip.